All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We're doing some Lady Death. This is Lady Death Half, which is the wizard. Let's go back to the first page so you can kind of see there. Number one half is only available with Wizard Comics, which used to be a comic magazine. I've got just a few, like, they're really hard to come by because I think they went out of print. But I got a few scans, and that's pretty much all we've got. I don't even think it went digital. And when it did go, I think there was maybe a year or so where it went digital, and they were all really awful. Like, they were not really good. Only the real classic stuff is available in scan. It's hard to find that. And for those of you guys that are like, hey, you know, a lot of these are scans, and... Well, let me tell you what happened. Humble Bundle had some heavy metal comics, right? So basically what they've done with their older heavy metal comics that they were going to sell, and of course heavy metal is okay with this, they sold scans. Like scans that people had made, put on the internet. They sold them, like officially. As when you buy the first, so when you go buy the very first episode, the first issue of Heavy Metal Magazine, you will have the scan. It will be a scan. Even as the scanner's stuff on it, it's just completely a scan. So that's really the only way you can get some comics anymore. So when I do these, I'm not even saying like piracy. It's not even that. It's like you can't get these anymore. They're not even available. I don't even know if Dynamite has access to the original stuff that Chaos Comics did. They haven't released it. I don't know what's going on with it. It's really, really hard to find. Especially this Wizard One Half. It's a special, like, I don't even know. If you have this, it's probably worth some money. Alright, so let's go ahead and get started. December 94. To know her story is to know a woman cursed. She's the queen of all that is dead and dying, the incomparable, unforgettable Lady Death. I will never walk the earth again until the living are extinguished, he said. Lucifer, father of lies, how long has it been since he cursed me? Eons, thanks to my emissary, the Evil One, I am closer now than ever to my goal of Megadeth. What would Mother think of me now? I remember the last time I saw you, Mother. After I vanquished Lucifer, I transformed hell into my realm. If the living were to die, I would have their graves waiting. Yet I had unfinished business to attend to. The Prince of Lies used my mother's soul to manipulate me. Her soul, such a kind soul, was out there in the endless graveyard. I searched so long, months turned into years. The graveyard was infinite. It stretched to eternity. I wanted to give her peace. A cathedral? Curious. What manner of construct is this? In my realm? Though I ruled the netherworld, there is much I must learn of it, so much that is unknown. I have encountered the River of Fear and the Valley of Forgotten Skulls and the Beyond in my journeys. Yet this cathedral, what can its purpose be? Dark tales to be told at another time. Gather unto me, energies of darkness, and gather unto me so that I may be filled. Gather unto me, nexus of all things, so that I may silence the ruler of this realm, Lady Death. Niccolo, to think he was my love in life, yet he changed, became part of my father's final army. What goes on here, Niccolo? I thought you perished. I've been busy, Hope. There's much to discover. For example, this, the nexus of all things. With the proper spells, one can travel to places only imagined. Here is Heaven's Gate. Tempting, isn't it? Before you get ideas, Hope, keep in mind you must be worthy to pass into Heaven. But enough chit-chat, girl. You have something I want. Lucifer's power. Fashoom! My sword! Just because you harness Lucifer's power doesn't mean you can wield it. Ka-ching! After all, though you were Lord Matthias' daughter, he kept you dumb. You have no education. You have no insight into the infinite. Ka-ching! You're an uneducated wench, as it should be with all women. Crackle, crackle. I recall our times together. You were the wide-eyed innocent. The abuse you suffered by your father's hand. At first I pitied you. Then I realized you deserved it. You were content to play the victim. And now your power will be mine. Shh. Times change, little sorcerer. I've learned much. Ping, ping, ping. Kadoom! I am no longer the good daughter. I didn't allow my victimization. I grasped onto a dream of a happy family. Co-op, boom! It would never come to pass. My dear mother was murdered by Matthias and sent here to hell. But that wasn't my only dream, Niccolo. Every time my father beat me, I dreamed. I prayed for death. I envied the dead. Do you hear me? Now I have exactly what I want. I am the queen of the dead. No, there are vast powers beyond your imaginings at play. Krasham! Mother! Don't do anything rash, Hope. The nexus of all things needs balance. Evil has overtaken it. Your mother's good spirit is the anchor. There cannot be one without the other. Not with my mother! Please, Hope, remember our times together by the pond. We were happy. Ram! Remember matters of the heart. The fact that you exist after my conquest of Lucifer is merely an oversight. Crack! Ah! This is my realm, and I would do with it what I please. There's a chinka, also. I guess that's when the sword goes into him. Ah! The Nexus needs balance. You don't understand. Bum bum. Ah! Bump, bump, squeak! As for the matters of the heart, you don't have a heart, Niccolo. Splat! It's taken so long to find you, mother. Poor child, first your father, then Lucifer. They've twisted you into a child of darkness. The cathedral, it's disappearing. Go to Heaven's Gate now. Follow the light before it's too late. Without you? Please, child, come. It's impossible, mother. My place is here. It's not too late. Follow me or you will be alone. It is too late. I am not a child of darkness. I am darkness. It is my destiny. I am death. Lady Death. Goodbye, mother. Farewell. To know her story is to know a woman cursed. Vin. Lady Death lives on. Okay. So, let's go into some background. Hope's story has only begun. Say creators, Polito, Hughes, and Jensen. I believe that's Jensen. Lady Death burst onto the comic scene in 91 with the miniseries Evil Ernie Youth Gone Wild number 1, but it wasn't until her own miniseries appeared in January 94 that she generated the excitement and attention her creative team hoped she would. They'd become convinced that it was a long shot, though, so they were nearly as surprised as the retailers who got caught empty-handed. We worked on the concept for a year before she premiered, relates creator and writer Brian Polito, and we got a great reception when we showed her to people at the 93 San Diego convention, so we had high hopes. Wary retailers shied away from the book because orders were due just as the market was suffering from product flooding last year. The high cover price brought on by a chromium cover didn't help either. The market's demands battered some of the excitement out of us, Polito admits. We were unsure what kind of a response that she would get. Ooh. Needless to say, response was good. The book flew out of the door across the country. When people flipped out for it, we knew Lady Death was receiving the reaction we'd hoped for, he says. But it exceeded our expectations at the time, for sure. That's Brian Polito. In Evil Ernie, Youth Gone Wild, from Eternity Comics, Lady Death appeared in Evil Ernie's fantasies to encourage the deranged title character to kill as many people as he could in her name. All this death for me, how sweet, she coos to Ernie as his rampage begins. The three-part Lady Death miniseries outlines the character's origins and motivations. In it, a medieval girl named Hope renounces her humanity so she can follow her evil father into hell, where he has gone to battle Lucifer for control. Hope seeks revenge for the hideous death her father delivered to her mother and lover, among many others, in his quest for mnemonic power. Along the way, she encounters Cremator, blacksmith to the Lords of Hell, forges his... Well, we know all about this, right? Okay, but she encounters Cremator, blacksmith to the Lords of Hell, forges a sword for her needs, and presents her with a chest of clothing. Lucifer originally had given the chest to his lover Purgatory, who vanished eons ago. Remember, we saw her recently. Hope then abandons her civilian identity in favor of that of Lady Death. She demands that Lucifer return. Man, what in the world did they do to Stephen Hughes? I know he's a black guy, but, I mean, he looks like a character you haven't unlocked yet. That's, what the hell's going on with the lighting there? Heard her life on Earth, but Lucifer refuses and snarls. As long as the living walk the Earth, you will never ever return home to Earth. With that said, she begins her mission to exterminate life on Earth so that she can someday return there. Lady Death is a blast to write, Polito says. I see her as an underdog character. Yet she's powerful, and yes, she's a goddess, but her story is valid for a lot of folks. She's been traumatized, but she prevails despite everything being against her. She's kind of an inversion of the basic heroic myth. There are a lot of superpowered women, but they don't take the total stand that Lady Death does. Consequences and cause and effect don't really matter to her. Her goal justifies her means, and she takes that to the bank every time. Okay. Artist Stephen Hughes agrees. Okay, well, yeah, we've already read that. The team tried several versions before arriving at Lady Death's ultimate look, Hughes relates. We started out with a teeny bopper look, he says. Oof. That didn't really work, so we went in the other direction, trying one that was heavier and more mature, about 35 years old. I have to say, I like that look a lot more than what they would have done. We decided we wanted her more svelte, so we went with the middle ground of about 35. Okay, 20, about 23. Yeah, 23. That's the current look. That's the one I like. I like her. She's definitely one of my top classic waifus, even though I don't really like... I mean, I guess you could use that term. Although well aware of the female portrayals of Death at her other companies, Hughes didn't look to them for inspiration. We wanted her to be as voluptuous as every guy's dream. Yes, and I think they succeeded. He says, I think the other company's versions make the point that Death doesn't always have to be horrific, and we agree with that. The final design for her costume, such as it is, follows sketches Polito provided to Hughes in early discussions. I punched it up to make her more desirable, but I didn't steer far away from the original idea, Hughes notes. And while her physical form definitely won't be changing, her costume will be. Like any woman, she can change her mind about what she wants to wear at any time, Hughes says. When Hope opened Purgatory's chest, she unlocked an entire wardrobe of outfits, he explains. It's all at her beck and call, and she can make new costumes appear whenever she wants to change. Change is definitely the air for Lady Death, as her next big adventure has already been mapped out. It begins in February, when the first issue of the four-part Lady Death Between Heaven and Hell, which is going to start pretty soon, guys, like, as soon as it uploads, I guess, hits the stands. In that monthly series, the lady will be facing off against Lucifer's old flame Purgatory. Oof, I gotta find a voice for her, as well as other familiar faces. I was actually thinking about that today, trying to figure out, I don't know, I gotta map out her character and see what kind of character she is, because I want to make sure that the voice goes with the character. Lady Death is going to go through all types of changes in this series, promises Hughes. She has many challenges ahead. The battle with Purgatory will be a turning point in her life and will focus her attention on how strong she is and how she uses her judgment. She's smart and she'll take matters into her own hands. The outcome will not be pretty. Evil Ernie Revenge, the four-part miniseries which we just finished, has a Lady Death subplot that will lead her into the Between Heaven and Hell series. Remember, we just saw Purgatory. And Purgatory was the one that got into that woman's mind and told her, you know, how dare you enter here. Stephen and I agree that the events in the Evil Ernie story have to be accomplished to affect the Lady Death mythos before her next story can be told. But couldn't Lady Death's story be told at a faster rate for all eager fans? We don't want to saturate the market with something that's not so good, Polito says. Yes! We'd rather do less of a better thing, Hughes agrees. Putting Lady Death on a monthly schedule would be doing her a disservice. We don't want the desire for Lady Death to wane. The two relate the concept to movie making, which, sequel to a popular film, follows the original by a year or more. That analogy comes naturally to Polito, whose background... Oh, depiction of Miss Death by George Perez and Mark McKenna. Great work, by the way, there. Includes services as an assistant director for a variety of videos and commercials after receiving a degree from New York's University Film School in 1986. My visual background helps the comic book presentation, he says. Hughes adds, our books have a very cinematic flavor. You sit back, turn down the lights, put on some music, relax, and take a walk on the wild side. It also extends to the coloring, with both men pointing to color as Jason Jensen is a key ingredient in the team. Says Jensen, for most of the books, I usually read the script prior to beginning my work to get a feel for it. It helps to set the mood. Atmosphere is critical to Lady Death because of the medieval tone and the combination of dark, disturbing nights along with bright, flame-filled underworld settings. There are lots of light sources in the book, Jensen says. There's always a glow on Lady Death. Have you noticed that? The coloring also aids to the storytelling aspect of the blow, which the book, rather, which can appear deceptively simple, he adds. The storytelling is very straightforward, very easy to follow, but there's a lot going on, he says. It's very cinematic in that way, and the book would lose a lot of simplicity and mood if it were in black and white. I agree. This is no time for fun and games, young man. Oh, but it is. It is. To keep eager Lady Death fans from storming the Chaos Castle doors before February, the team has created a host of ancillary items. First up is a 50-card Chromium Lady Death card set. I don't even know if I have one of those cards. I might. Which hit the market the third week in September. It features cards by a variety of hot artists, including Stephen Hughes, Adam Hughes, Greg Capullo, great artists there, Jim Ballant, William Tucci, and Joe Lisner. Jim Ballant. Oh, it's Tarot Witch of the Black Rose thing. You like women with really big tits and paganism, you'll love those books. Following that, November will be an all-chromium poster depicting a charged-up Lady Death standing in a graveyard. The 19x27-inch poster will be limited to 10,000 copies and run for $29.95. I don't know how much that would be now, but that's quite expensive even back then. Also in November, the Evil Ernie Youth Gone Wild paperback will be reissued. And in December, the two-issue micro-series Detonator, a creator-owned title from Polito and Hughes with coloring by Digital Chameleon, will be released with a Bad Girl Gallery in the back of the first issue, picturing Lady Death along with Detonator characters Mindbender and War Witch. Maybe we should read Detonator. You guys want me to read Detonator? I think I've got it. But do, let me know. We can go ahead through Detonator. Why not? A gallery in the second issue features Lady Death poses along with two other Detonator heroines, Stiletto and Roulette. Also on board are a second Lady Death swimsuit issue. I will be going through those swimsuit issues, guys. Don't worry about it. And a to-be-announced shipping date, as well as a fully painted cold cast Lady Death statue designed and sculpted by Claiborne Moore, retailing for $125. I'd like one of those. I'd like the $125 as well. Well, I have the $125. I do. I've actually got the $125 in my pocket right now. Problem is, I don't want to spend the $125. There's some things I could you could buy with $125 that I kind of need. Retailing, okay, we get that. With a March or April shipping date plan. Finally, another sequel is in the works for Halloween 95 with a promotion that Polito says will stand the industry on its ear. We're anti-hype here, so if you know we say it, we mean it. Oh, cool. Considering how the team has lived up to fans' expectations so far, it looks like there's a long and healthy life ahead for Lady Death. Okay, so we read that one. We read that one. We read that one. We read that one. We haven't read that one. And some of these are not numbered properly. I'm actually going from an online list of which ones to read in order. So we won't be getting the commemorative issue yet or the swimsuit. We will get to them. Don't worry. I know you guys are just chomping at the bit for the swimsuit issue. I know how much my Aspen Comics swimsuit stuff got to come. Evil Ernie Revenge. We did that. Detonator. Again, if you guys want it, let me know. There's a comment section. Lady Death Between Heaven and Hell. We're going to start that in just a little bit. Lady Death Swimsuit is Special Number 2. We'll get that in the third miniseries, which we'll get to maybe next month. Lady Death gets a little peeved at her pal, Evil Ernie, in the Resurrection there. Ooh, artist sketchbook. Look at that. Back in 1990, Brian Polito brought lead and paper. He brought lead to paper, pencil lead of course, and Lady Death was born. This preliminary version later gave way to the Diva of Darkness. Okay, so that was how she was originally going to look, as like just a short sketch. Okay. Though lacking for a face, she was still curvy, oh so sexy, and her lingerie was out of this world. Man, you can't even use language like that anymore. Even under the worst conditions, Lady Death finds a moment to exalt her pleasure. This is grand. Glorious. Professionally known as the Rough, the background drawing is a general sketch depicting composition, scale, and perspective. This drawing may go through a series of changes before the penciler, inker, and colorist finish off the final artwork. Unlike a dozen others, this piece was lucky enough to find its way to the printed page. I remember these. They make quite the couple. Black top background. Art continue. Okay. The cover is considered to be the most important piece of artwork in the entire book. I agree. For any artist, it's there where they want to show their wares. The background sketch of a future cover may soon be appearing on a rack at your comic book store. Look for it. Yeah, just perfect. Wonderful work. We all agree that Lady Death looks awesome, but these sketches must give way to the last step before color can be added. Once penciled, the inker steps in and defines light and dark strokes. Although the pages could be published at this point, it's the colorist's job to give them life. So there you go, guys. That is Lady Death, one half. Stick with us. We're going to do the Between Heaven and Hell right away.